Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Matt Baker of the 68th Legislative District in Tioga, Bradford, and Potter Counties. Representative Baker, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, here we are close to the end of July, and the state has yet to see a budget. It turns out that the balanced budget that the House put forth is not something that the governor wants to entertain. He has other ideas in mind. What's going on here?
Yes, regrettably, we did pass a balanced budget without any new taxes a few weeks ago, and unfortunately, the governor vetoed that very responsible spending plan, withholding billions of dollars in undisputed state and federal funds from daycare centers, nursing homes, public schools, and other organizations that serve our most vulnerable citizens, putting them and those they serve at risk, unfortunately. The balanced budget that was vetoed by the governor makes record investments in pre-K through 12 education, more than any budget in Pennsylvania's 239-year history, and provided more money for our higher education institutions, and enabled the state police to hire another 350 new troopers and increase funding for critical health line items. It also made key investments in agriculture, our number one industry, all without raising taxes. And all told, two-thirds of the line items in the vetoed budget allocated the same or more funding than the governor requested. So we're a bit stunned and perplexed that the governor would nix the plan in its entirety. Usually, if governors are going to veto part of the budget, they do it by line item. And unlike the president, our governor does have line item veto authority, but he vetoed the entire budget, which I believe is the first time in over four decades that a governor has done that. So it boils down to fundamentally one issue, and the governor wants to raise our taxes by nearly $5 billion this year. That's more than the tax increases proposed in the other 49 states combined. And interestingly enough, the governor's tax proposal plan was brought up for a vote several weeks ago, and it was unanimously defeated, even by Democrats. So we all are still a bit stunned and perplexed that the governor doesn't seem to understand that these dramatic, outrageous income, sales tax, and severance tax increases are unacceptable to the people of Pennsylvania. And notwithstanding, we continue to negotiate in good faith, and hopefully we'll be able to iron out a solution here to our state budget in the next few weeks.
And of course, when the governor talks about it, he talks about mostly the severance tax and the big money that would come in from that. But that's not really how his plan's set up.
That is correct. Although he has proposed an effective tax rate up to 17.5%, that is far higher than any other gas-producing state, his severance tax would at best generate only $188 million in new revenue, contrary to his comments and public pronouncements that his severance tax would raise nearly $1 billion. And that has come from an analysis from the House Appropriations Committee. Of his $4.7 billion tax increase proposal, his taxes actually double for Pennsylvanians when fully implemented. Just 3 cents of each dollar in new taxes would come from the natural gas drillers, which would most likely result in higher home heating and electric bills for Pennsylvanians due to the tax being passed on. The bulk of the governor's additional tax burden would be borne by Pennsylvanians and their families through a 20% increase in income taxes and a 10% increase in the sales tax rate, yet also applying the sales tax to hundreds of products and services not heretofore currently taxed, such as non-prescription drugs, daycare, nursing home, drug and alcohol rehab. The governor claims enacting a severance tax is the only way to fairly fund our schools, but under his proposal, most of the tax revenue goes elsewhere, including funding to replace current impact fee distributions, additional state bureaucrats, and other pet projects such as solar and wind energy that he is proposing. So we have a lot of work to do in the ongoing negotiations, and we hope to be able to continue to negotiate in good faith over the next few weeks.
And I also understand you have an event coming up for an important group of people, and that's senior citizens.
I'd like to invite all senior citizens to my senior expo on Tuesday, August 4th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Wellsboro High School. The event will feature dozens of state and local agencies, area businesses, health organizations, providing information and answering questions important to our seniors. We actually have right now up to 75 vendors that are going to be present, and want to thank the Elder Services Work Group of the Tioga County Partnership for Community Health for their good partnership and efforts in helping us put this together.
Representative Baker, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your State Representative, Matt Baker.